Welcome to Questions Worth Answering with Pastor John, where we provide you with a question each day to help you grow in your faith. One of the best benefits of growing up with three older siblings was going through grammar school either after they graduated or they were around the tail end of their journey. Having older siblings around helped when others tried to bully or fight me. Why? Because my older siblings were always willing to come to my defense when I was attacked, either verbally or physically. So I would walk around school with my chest poked out and my head held high. Why? Because I knew I had someone who would defend me when it came down to it. Here's my question for you today. Why are you trying to defend him? The Apostle Peter knows something about this question. In Matthew's gospel, one of the apostles, Judas, has betrayed Jesus and led the authorities to go arrest him in the Garden of Gethsemane. We have already learned early in the text that the disciples had two swords among them. And guess who had one of those swords? Yep, the Apostle Peter. John's gospel tells us he's the disciple that is talked about here in Matthew chapter 26. He draws his sword. He cuts off the ear of one of the men who came to arrest Jesus. And then John also tells us that Jesus puts this man's ear back on, almost as if he's chastising Peter for coming to his defense. Now, why is Jesus chastising a man who comes to his defense in what seems like a time of need? These authorities are coming to arrest Jesus to bring him to trial, which would effectively end this amazing movement that has impacted lives over this 3-year period. Here was the problem with the disciples' approach. The disciples wanted to take swords into the fight, but Jesus reminded them they only needed to take the Spirit. Jesus was the Word of God, which the writer of Hebrews calls a two-edged sword. That's why John's gospel records Jesus' response to the crowd when they said they sought him. It says Jesus said, "I am he." And listen to what happens. Those who came to arrest him with weapons all fell to the ground. They heard that word, "I am," and they fell to the ground. So I love what Charles Spurgeon says. He says, "Scripture is like a lion. Turn it loose and it will defend itself." The same can be true of Jesus. Turn him loose and he can defend himself. Can you pray this prayer with me? "Lord, I repent for my desire to defend you and cut people when you don't need that. Today, I make a commitment to turn you loose in my life and let you do the work. Thank you for that reminder today."